around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's nice to have all of you aboard for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As we get back to it on this February 7th live broadcast, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to begin by convening our National Communal Forum for week 308 on the show. A lot of NCFs that we've done. In 10 minutes, Chef Sarah Moulton will join us as we travel the world from your own kitchen. RJ is here. He'll be behind the mic for our iBlock as NASCAR driver Jeff Bodine joins him to preview the Daytona 500 that's next weekend. A busy weekend ahead next weekend. Plus, we're going to discover America together towards the end of the hour and a lot more. But connecting with some of our local affiliates is how we will start things off. They, of course, make this show possible. And collectively, well, they are the reason this program is heard on 615 weekly stations across the USA. So who has our team scheduled for today, Mary?
Yeah, so we're focusing on some of our top markets today. Let's welcome Craig Roberts, program director and host with our San Francisco affiliate, AM 860 KTRB Radio. From our Dallas affiliates, we have news anchor Mary Rose Zeeland, and that's AM 660 KSKY Radio and FM 100.7 KWRD Radio. And from our home city of New York, we have Kevin McCullough, show host at AM 970 WNYM Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, great to have all of you here with us today. Kevin, I'm going to start off with you. RJ and I enjoyed connecting with you a few months ago during that dinner cruise around Manhattan that thanked many of the local sponsors. I'm going to stay here in the New York City area because there was a major change yesterday as Bishop Ronald Hicks replaced Cardinal Timothy Dolan as Archbishop of New York. Frankly, I can't tell you how many churches and cathedrals that Mary and I have visited over the years on our travels domestically and international. I mean, we could be closing in on 500 or more. I mean, Mary, I have no idea at this point. But certainly, Kevin, St. Patrick's Cathedral there at 5th Avenue and 50th and 51st Streets, it's such a destination for so many visitors. Sad to see Cardinal Dolan move aside. You know, he's been kind of moved aside, if you will, by Pope Leo. He's certainly one of a kind. But there are, you know, some things that I think we're all looking from Archbishop Hicks. I'd like to hear what some of them are from you as he transitions to New York City and people flock to meet him.
Well, I'm not Catholic, so I don't really have a dog in the fight in terms of what I expect from him. But I will say on the community level that the loss of Cardinal Dolan is a big, big loss from my vantage point, because he was a bishop that went far beyond just the four walls of his own parish. And he inserted himself, I felt, very appropriately at times when the culture needed kind of a good word of admonishment or a good word of encouragement. And it'll be interesting to see if Archbishop Hicks is able to kind of, you know, anticipation and hope that it's going to be a very positive thing. We'll, you know, time will tell, but Cardinal Dolan is awfully big shoes to fill.
Well, as there's no question. It's like after Derek Jeter to play shortstop for the Yankees, Kevin.
And as Kevin, you said, he was loved and respected by all the religious communities because that's just who he was. So, Mary Rose, I'm not going to ask you a question similar to that. Let's head to Dallas. What we do enjoy, just so you know, about this National Communal Forum is it gives us an opportunity to talk about a bunch of different topics that are happening in communities where we're heard. So with that, on a recent flight back to New York a week ago after our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, and it was via the Panama Canal, we connected through Dallas. And our pilot, American Airlines pilot, while we were landing, he said, "Welcome to Dalaska," which we saw firsthand the snow blanketing your area. But even that kind of weather is not going to stop the sheer growth happening in your area that's good for travelers and businesses. Any thoughts on all of the growth happening in the Dallas area, Mary Rose?
Well, it's wonderful, and I will start off and say that if you don't like the weather in Dallas, Fort Worth, or Texas, we say just wait 10 minutes. It's likely to change. it's growing. We live, my husband and I live out north of Dallas in Aubrey, and we can just see, you know, in, I guess, east of us about I don't know, 7 miles is Frisco, and they're building the big entertainment center there for Disney, I think it is, or Universal Studios.
Universal.
And, I mean, it's just booming out here, and just so many more people. I can remember when the roads out here, there was nobody on them, and now there's high fives and all kinds of things going on, but it's wonderful. And I think that it's booming. And I think Texas is, you know, just a big state and great place to live and visit.
Well, Mary Rose, no question. And the growth there has been significant. We were there in Frisco about a year and a half ago, and you're right. It felt like
couldn't
the Wild
believe
West.
It. Yeah.
So Rudy, you know, that leaves us with Craig in San Francisco, and all eyes are on his city for tomorrow's big game. So where do you want to go with Craig today?
Well, the first thing when you say out in San Francisco, the game is actually, of course, going to be in nearby Santa Clara by San Jose. And I remember when the Republicans had their convention here in St. Paul, one of the twin cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul, and all the national press kept saying the Republican convention's in Minneapolis. And St. Paul got so mad because it wasn't in Minneapolis. It was in St. Paul. How are things between San Jose and San Francisco as we're on the eve of the Super Bowl here this weekend?
Well, a lot of excitement, of course, with the big game tomorrow. And then, of course, we're queuing up a few months following that with the World Cup coming to Levi's Stadium there in Santa Clara as well, home of the 49ers. So I think there's some excitement. I think it's good to have some positive focus on California, where we tend to typically be in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. But in terms of folks coming to visit the state, enjoying the weather, enjoying all the tourism in California and the Bay Area in specific has to offer, I think we're pretty excited.
Well, I can understand that. And we were talking about in the first hour last night with the Winter Olympics opening. They had Mike Tirico there out at Levi's Stadium opening the coverage for NBC. So last question for us. And, Kevin, we're going to start back with you. With Valentine's Day coming next Saturday, what do you think is the most romantic thing to do here in the New York City area to celebrate?
It would have been to get your dinner reservation a month and a half ago. It's a little late now if you're thinking about it. Yeah, that's probably the best thing. Second best thing is probably just being an earnest person who sincerely expresses something from the heart. I don't think that ever can be substituted for anything better.
Yeah, that is very true. Mary Rose, what say you for Dallas?
You know, I love a really good steak and a place to go and have a good meal. So anything like that, we have great places over here by Frisco, or even if you want to go into Highland Park, downtown Dallas.
You have no shortage of steakhouses in Texas, no question. Craig,
sure,
what about San
sure.
Francisco? Most romantic thing to do out there in the Bay Area?
I would say, especially to all of our listeners in the Midwest, come to California. It was 70 degrees here yesterday, so great way to spend
Turn
Valentine's
Day. Turn his mic off. Turn that off. That's not fair.
Bob Hill, and enjoy a wonderful dinner with a view of the entire San Francisco skyline and the bay, either at the top of the Mark there at the Mark Hopkins Hotel or at the Fairmont Hotel.
Well, we're going to leave. Oh, the Fairmont. Terrific.
That's
great.
Fabulous.
Terrific. I agree with that. All right. Well, listen, thank you, all three of you, for joining us today on the National Communal Forum. We like to mix it up on the program. You helped us do that. We love being a part of your stations and interacting with all the listeners that you provide to us. So appreciate that. Have a great weekend. All right, folks, after this quick sponsors break, well, we've talked about it. Chef Sarah Moulton joins the show next. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. It starts in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser-known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit GoColette.com and find your dream destination. Colette, by travelers, for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, if you've been listening for the past hour and 15 minutes, you've heard us touting this segment and our next guest. It's time to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
With Valentine's travel, winter break travel, or even spring break travel coming, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's just smart travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, Chef Sarah Moulton, a protege of Julia Child, graduated from the Culinary Institute of America and has led a very interesting life in cooking and travel. You may know her from various TV shows over the years, or perhaps you've been lucky enough to cruise with her on one of Oceana's specialty cruises. Let's welcome Sarah on the show hotline as we travel the world from your own kitchen.
All right, well, here we go. Chef Sarah, nice to connect with you today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Very nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, last hour, Alex Sharp from Signature Travel Network was on the show with us for our Chief Travel Leader conversation, and we were talking about our shared experiences in December aboard Oceana's newest ship, Allura. We have a partnership with Regent Seven Seas and Oceana, and between our travels on both brands, we've had multiple opportunities to partake in cooking classes in the Culinary Arts Kitchen that's run by Chef Catherine Kelly. You and Catherine are both on Oceana's culinary board. I know you're also hosting a specialty cruise with them in May from Lisbon to Paris that folks may want to know about, but what are some ways you think Oceana brings culinary experiences to life for travelers with really hands-on experience?
Well, that cooking school is one of the best cooking schools I've ever been to, and I mean it. I'm a teacher. You know, I'm trained as a chef, and I've done everything in the food industry, but mainly I'm a teacher, and the way they teach is fantastic and not scary at all. So For me, every time I go on a cruise when I'm not working, because, you know, usually we're shooting, I make a point of taking a class. They're extraordinary.
Yeah,
they're related to the country you're in, and they're very detailed, and they empower you to learn.
Absolutely, and not scary is the key. I found it to be warm, inviting, and a whole lot of fun. And just real quick, I want to ask you a question. You are hosting a specialty cruise with Oceana May 12th to 24th. What's the name of the cruise?
It's called Wines of France and Iberia.
Okay.
And it's really exciting. We're going to be in Portugal and Spain and France. And yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Sounds fabulous. All right. So as I looked over your background, Sarah, I want to share a few highlights for our listeners. You worked in a test kitchen with Gourmet Magazine. You were the executive chef behind the scenes of ABC's Good Morning America, preparing all the food for the guest chefs and cookbook authors. That must have been something. You did a live call-in show on the Food Network, Cooking Live, I believe it was. Which one of these, or maybe it's one I haven't mentioned, stands out the most for you as a challenge, but also just a whole lot of fun?
It would be the Food Network show, Cooking Live. I was on the Food Network for 10 years, but I did that show for six. Mm. And in the beginning, it was five nights a week from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard. And it was really a call-in show. It was really live. I mean, complete with, in 6 years, we got six dirty phone calls. And I dropped it. I burned it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
But I loved it. We were such a community, the whole team that worked on it. And it was just done in real time, and I got to talk to people around the country who would call in with a question, or sometimes they'd teach me something, like the folks who made sauerkraut in their outhouse. Well, not their outhouse, a building outside, excuse me, not in their outhouse, but it was wild. It was a wild ride, a real challenge, and so much fun.
So I want to get to the recipe that you brought, but I have to ask you, since I used it in your intro, you were a protege of Julia Child. I have to ask you just briefly, what was it like to work so closely with Julia Child?
Oh, my God, a dream. For starts, she was one of the funniest people I ever met. And I think it was just because she was so refreshingly honest. So she would just call it for what it was. There was no pretension whatsoever. But she was very encouraging. She was like another mom. She couldn't have kids, so I was one of her kids. She had many kids. We did dinner parties at her house for fun when we weren't working.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. And it was wild for me because she was 6'3", and I'm 5 feet. And her kitchen was designed for her. So the knives were on a metal plate up the wall. I had to, do a basketball jump to get a knife, which is sort of dangerous.
It's sort of right.
And the counters were came up to my chin. And I always tell students, when I'm teaching them, that you never want your elbow up in the air when you're using a knife or whisking. And if the counter's too high, there's sort of no way around it. It was a challenge, but we'd be in the middle of prepping for dinner and there'd be some important people coming or whatever, or just friends. And she'd turn to us, because it was always several of us. We were like a family. And she'd say, "Aren't we having so much fun?"
Oh, Sarah, how cool. Really, really cool. All right. So I could talk to you about that forever, but I do have to move on to the recipe that you did bring to us today for our listeners. Thank you. A week from today is Valentine's Day. You are joining us today in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. Our team's going to post the recipe steps on social and our website, but just give our listeners an idea of what you brought and why you favor this particular sweet treat.
Okay, well, what it is a warm chocolate cheesecake. And how it came about is the way I've done all my cookbooks. I have 4 cookbooks. Is I had a woman, a wonderful woman, who would test the recipes here. I'd give her the recipe, and she would make it, and then we'd taste it, and then we'd decide if it needed to be made again, right? So one day I came home from work. So she'd work in my house during the day, and I came home from Gourmet, and she just pulled this warm chocolate cheesecake, this cheesecake out of the oven. And I was hungry, you know how it is at the end of a day, you're hangry even. And I said, I got to taste it right now. So I tasted it hot, which is not how you normally eat a cheesecake.
No, not at all, right.
Oh, my God, what a game changer. So I decided, that's it. We're going to call it warm chocolate cheesecake and tell people to bake it and eat it right away. And the advantage to it is, first of all, it's really easy. You throw all the ingredients into a food processor. You could mix it by hand, too, if you don't have a food processor. You can park it in the fridge overnight. You put it in individual ramekins. Everybody gets their own personal dessert.
Yeah,
and then
pop
it in the oven. I think it's 15 minutes ahead.
Yeah.
And then, boom, there you go. And garnish it with either ice cream or whipped cream. And I like raspberries, but you don't have to do that.
Mary's right there with you.
I'm with you on the raspberries, especially with the chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely. Recipe.
So right out of the oven, pretty much, you're eating this. You don't even let it cool.
I've never
saying.
Eaten
just
it
go
warm
right,
before.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to give it a shot, Sarah.
By the way, I recommend eating any cheesecake warm.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Never
so
done
often
it.
You get a cold. Well, all right. So the recipe, folks, it's going up right now, as Mary just said, on social, and then at the RM World Travel, and then it'll be up on our website as well. And share when you make this, and we'll share some of the comments with Chef Sarah as well. But Sarah, we created the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment on the show back in 2020 when restaurants were struggling and lockdowns were happening. It really was a way for us to have celebrity chefs join us, share a recipe that anyone could make in their own kitchen, since travel and food, we all know, they're so intertwined. It's been a very popular addition to the program. The recipe you just brought certainly fits the mark. People are going to love it for Valentine's Day, so thank you. But I'm sure you can understand what we're doing here, if you will, because you hosted for 14 seasons Sarah's Weeknight Meals, which is all about teaching folks how to cook quick and easy meals. So do you want to expand upon this?
Right. Well, first of all, I want to say we're shooting our 15th season this summer. We're not done yet.
Congratulations. Okay.
But the idea, initially, we didn't travel all that much, but now we do. So everybody has a weeknight meal from around the world. So in Mallorca, in Rome, we did some wonderful pastas. everywhere has a weeknight meal, and so why not, you know, open up the game and help people, you know, experience international recipes. So that's what we try to do. But on the connection between food and travel, let me just say that when I was a kid, my mom finally traveled to Europe. She'd always wanted to. And she'd come home, and we'd have to make a meal from the country she'd just been. And thank God we had the New York Times cookbook, which had all these international recipes. So we'd do dinner parties. And because of those dinner parties, I fell in love with cooking. And also my mother noticed I was good at cooking. So years later, when I was floundering in college, my mother pushed me to go to cooking school. And to my chagrin, I got in because I was scared. But that's why I went to cooking school, because my mom went to Europe and had to come home and make a meal from the country she'd just been at.
We'll have to have future conversations of that, because I love that story. Wow. And we can go into so many different directions. Unfortunately, we have about 15 seconds left in this segment, so I want to let everybody know who's listening around the country right now, you can connect with Chef Sarah yourself at sarahmoulton.com. That's M-O-U-L-T-O-N. And again, her recipe is now on our Facebook page at RM World Travel. It'll be on the show website as well. Sarah, very nice to meet you today. Thank you very much for being
here
on the show.
Thank you both.
Have a great
weekend. Thank you, Sarah. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, warm chocolate cheesecake, Mary, for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. This is a lovely recipe.
Or listen, make it for the Super Bowl this weekend, whatever it's going to be, all right? So let us know if you do it, folks. Coming up next, Rudy is going to reconnect for the right stuff. RJ's coming right behind him with today's Open Road. NASCAR driver Jeff Bodine's going to join him. You want to stay tuned in for that. Plus, Mary and I are going to help you discover America towards the end of this hour in the J-Block. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let's talk about helping you make the new year a new you. These days, everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. But what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we've got an answer for that, and that's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy today at TakeLean.com. The results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not hungry. Now, this isn't for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. If that's something you're interested in, let us get you started at TakeLean.com. Use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping. You'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors as well. You know, few people know better than I do the incredible number of travel books published that offer up bucket lists, places they say you need to see before you die, and that kind of thing. Travel magazines do it too. But recently I read a book that does it better than most. It's written by a California-based filmmaker and writer named Matt Torrey, and his book is the subject of today's Right Stuff segment. It's called Go See America. The subtitle is 118 of the USA's Greatest Hits According to a Guy Who Visited Them All. Matt, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your book. I like the fact you visited over years of driving around America, all 118 places in your books. How long have you been collecting notes on these places?
Hi, Rudy. Thanks for having me. So this is something I've been working on my whole life. Basically, since I was 7 years old, my parents took me in an RV, took me out of school for a couple months and said, hey, let's go see America. So ever since then, I've loved wanting to see everything in the country. I've been to all the national parks in the lower 48, been to all the states multiple times. So this is basically a project that has kind of been my whole life.
Not only is the, I'm going to talk about the writing in a moment, not only is this a book about places, it also has great photos. And I understand from talking to Matt before the show that he took about 90% of the photos, and I was quite struck by them because I like to take pictures too. And these are just great quality photos. But it's the writing, it's the way you capture a place that is atypical of the, you know, 100 places to go before you die or whatever, because you get very specific places and things about those places. You've divided the book up into geographical areas. Let's name three or four places perhaps that were particularly special to you that many people might not have heard of, for example.
Sure. Yeah. One that I always mention to people because, nine times out of 10, they've never even heard of it, is a place in North Dakota called Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And it kind of reminded me a lot of what national parks probably felt like 100 years ago when there weren't so many crowds. You know, we all love Yosemite, Zion, Yellowstone. They're beautiful. But the main complaint a lot of people always have is all the jam-packed crowds there. So sure, it doesn't really feel as wild as it used to. But Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota, to be honest with you, I didn't really have any expectations when I was going there. I was going there simply to kind of just check it off the list of, oh, this is a national park that I haven't been to before, so I got to go see it. But so I went there and it just was completely beautiful. And it felt like we had the whole place to ourselves the whole time. There were no crowds. We went on a few hiking trails, beautiful day. Just imagine, you know, bison and hundreds of prairie dogs and wild horses that are roaming. And you basically just get it all to yourself.
Wow. I have not heard of that national park. And another place I hadn't heard of is the Route of the Hiawatha, which is a bicycle route.
Yeah. So that's a bicycle route that kind of straddles the border of Montana and Idaho. And so basically it's a 15-mile trail that used to be a train track. They took up the rails, and now it's a path that you can basically ride down. And what's cool about it is that it's downhill the whole way. So there's a lot of bike trails around, but there's not really one that I can think of or that I've experienced that's downhill the whole way, that's kind of elevated on these big bridges and trestles that overlook these beautiful mountains where everyone can enjoy it. And it's not really something you have to be a world-class biker to do.
And do I recall there's a bus that'll take you back up to the top, and there's also a 2-mile tunnel you go through?
That's the good part, is that you don't have to go all the way back up once you're at the bottom. The bus will take you back to the top where you parked. And there's a couple tunnels in there, and one of them is 2 miles long. So even if it's a real hot, sunny day out, it's freezing cold inside this tunnel once you're in the middle of it, because it's completely dark and there's no light from either end. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like the all downhill part. The Great Sand Dunes of Colorado. I've been to Colorado a lot. I didn't know any sand dunes.
Yeah, it's actually America's tallest sand dunes, and they're in Colorado. You don't really think of sand being in Colorado, but they go up to 750 feet. At the Great Sand Dunes, and it's kind of towards the bottom of the state. But a real popular thing to do there is to slide down. So it may not sound that high to go up a couple hundred feet on sand dunes, but, I mean, if you've climbed up sand dunes, you know it's like one step forward, three steps back every time. So it's a big workout, but it's a lot of fun.
We only have about 40 seconds left, but I do want to mention, since I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, not from here, but I live here, and the northern part of Minnesota, right on the border, Duluth and up by Canada, the North Shore, the Split Lighthouse is fabulous. Bayfield and Madeline Island, Wisconsin, the Hocking Hills in southeastern Ohio, which is really part of Appalachia, right on the West Virginia border. This book is filled with places like that, and my hat's off to you.
Thank you. Yeah, the hope is that there's a lot of things that you've heard of, but some new places you hadn't heard of as well when you flip through it.
I think you filled the bill. Matt Torrey is a writer and filmmaker. His Write Stuff segment book is Go See America. And you can find more information by going to Matt Torrey, T-O-R-A-Y, Matt Torrey, all one word, .com. And you can click right on there to find a book. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Open Road, where I have a special guest interview to share with you today as we prep for the Daytona 500 next weekend. It well and truly is one of those races that everybody just knows about, even if you don't follow NASCAR. It's the race that kicks everything off, and it's been shaping careers for decades. Careers none other than, who's joining us today, Jeff Bodine, somebody who's been there, raced it, and won it. He brought Hendrix Motorsports their first ever Daytona 500 victory back in 1986. We'll talk about what makes Daytona different and what the race really asks of a driver. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, with the Super Bowl this weekend and the start of Winter Olympics also happening, there's no better time to get inspired, push harder, and upgrade your workout routine. Make Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics a part of your workouts. They're packed with upgrades that include active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with up to two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. The facts are, Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price, which is great for our wallets. Add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee. There's zero reason to overpay. Save 15% at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, and now we're going to Jeff. Jeff, it's great to have you on today. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Yeah, Daytona's just around the corner, and of course, I won that race a few years ago, 1986. Had some seconds and thirds in between then and now, but yeah, great weekend for racing.
Absolutely. You know, and it's one of those weekends, the Daytona 500, it's similar to, you know, the Monaco Grand Prix and F1, Indy 500, IndyCar. It's just a race that people recognize even if they don't follow racing. And from a driver's perspective, when you pull into Daytona in February, and I'm thinking back to your career, what does that week feel like compared to everything else in the schedule?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, a lot of pressure, really. You know, back in the day, that's how we used to get paid, by how we finished a race. So it was very important to run good and finish well. But, you know, I wrote a book all about that. And so actually, it's called All of It. It's about my career and about winning Daytona 500, about my relationship with the late Dale Earnhardt Sr., with NASCAR, with the Goodyear Hoosier Tire Wars. And the main reason I wrote the book, though, was about my faith, how it's influenced my personal life plus professional life. You know, I've had some crashes, and there's no question that the Lord saved me, especially in the one at Daytona in 2000. So that's in the book. And, you know, people can get the book. Just go on teambodine.square.site. And if you have any trouble with that, just call 321-536-9133.
Now, you know, Jeff, like you said, I mean, you won the Daytona 500 back in 86. That moment gets replayed a lot. I'm curious, you know, when you think back on that day now, and this might be in your book, but what's a part that people never talk about? You know, something that stuck with you personally, not professionally?
Well, yeah, people don't realize how much effort, how much work, how much, I call it 3 D's, desire, dedication, and determination go into being any professional person, anything in life, and doing it well and succeeding. And auto racing is the same thing. It's just a lot of work went into me getting to Daytona and winning the Daytona 500. So it's all in this book.
Right. And you know, I did want to take a quick diversion and talk about your experience in a totally different sport. You have got to be one of the only drivers who stepped outside of NASCAR entirely and competed at an Olympic level, in your case, bobsledding. Now, after pushing yourself in that world, did it change how you thought about racing with, you know, Bowden bobsleds or about yourself?
No, not really. You know, we applied NASCAR technology to building the bobsleds, and we changed the way they're built around the world. And actually, we wrote a book about that also. I never thought I'd have one book, but now I have two books. It's called The Night Train, and it's on that same site, teambodine.square.site, or at the same phone number you can order. And that's the only way you can get a book autographed, is see me at a racetrack or get on this site.
Absolutely.
We autograph them, we send them back to you. But the book tells all about the story of building the bobsleds and why we did it. Plus, the neat thing is, I mean, you're right, I'm the only guy to ever do that. I'm the only race driver that's won the Daytona 500 and will ever have an Olympic gold medal ring for bobsledding. I'm not bragging. That's just
no. It's impressive. I mean, you know, and really quick, just because our time is running short, and I do want our listeners to check out your books. What's one thing, if you had to say, obviously Daytona 500 coming up next weekend, something you're looking forward to, and that you would like to share with all of us?
Well, me going there and watching. Yeah, that's one thing. But no, it's going to be a great race. They've changed some rules. They've given the cars, the drivers, a little more horsepower, so that should speed things up and make it a little more exciting. And
it should be. Well, Jeff, I really appreciate your time. Everybody, that was Jeff Bodine. Some great perspective ahead of the Daytona 500. You can follow Jeff on Facebook and Instagram at Jeffrey Bodine, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, Bodine. Jeff, I appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks, RJ.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now the Winter Olympics are here. Daytona 500 is here. Talking bobsledding. Super Bowl's tomorrow. We really do have it all here on the open road. But up next, we're going to discover America together. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go again, everyone. Nice job with Jeff Bodine. RJ, welcome back to your favorite travel radio show. Our focus on celebrating America during the year of 250 continues. It's time to discover America together. We're sponsored by Relief Factor.
Whether it's travel, hard work, exercise, past injuries, life can take a toll on our bodies. But fortunately, there's an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor.
You'll notice the difference as soon as you you take All Natural Relief Factor, folks, developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation. It doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. Let us help you turn back the clock. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the three-week quick start for just $19.95 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Claire Jerry is a show friend. She's also the curator in the Division of Political History at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. Claire returns today to our national airwaves for a conversation on famous American speech sites you can visit for today's Discover America segment.
Well, we always enjoy these engagements with you, Claire. Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Since our time is short, we're going to dive right in. Let's begin with founding father and Virginia statesman Patrick Henry, someone who was known to not mince words or political passion in his statements. Where and what will our listeners see that dates back to Patrick?
If you go to Richmond, Virginia, and you visit St. John's Episcopal Church, you'll find markers to his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. You need to know, nobody knows exactly what he said that day, but that's how it's come down to us in history. And in fact, at St. John's Church, they even do reenactments of the famous Patrick Henry speech, which was given during the Second Virginian Convention. And he persuaded a lot of people in the room that day, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the first Benjamin Harrison.
All right. St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond. Okay.
In Richmond.
Thank you. So let's head to New York State. Women's rights activist Susan B. Anthony was actually born on February 15th. So let's go up there and talk about this historic site and what happened.
Well, in 1872 in Rochester, New York, Susan B. Anthony and other women voted. They were then arrested because it was illegal for women to vote at that time. She was put on trial, and the trial was actually held in Canandaigua, New York, at the Ontario County Courthouse, because she had given so many speeches about her arrest that they couldn't find jurors who hadn't been tainted. So they had to move the trial. And in 2022, the local historical society put up a marker for the first time outside the courthouse commemorating where she gave a very brief speech over the continued objection of the judge, who did not think she should be allowed to speak in her own defense.
So we have her birthday coming up next Sunday, since Valentine's Day is the 14th. Yep. And speaking of Valentine's Day, which will be next Saturday, we'll also be celebrating President's Weekend as well. And since it is February, we have to talk about Abraham Lincoln, right? I mean, you've got two American sites on your list for travelers to visit. One is in Gettysburg that's famous, but the other's in Springfield. So give everyone listening a few details on both.
The Gettysburg Address, of course, given in November of 1863, and in getting ready for the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, a monument was put up to commemorate where he gave the address. The monument's about 300 yards from where he actually gave the speech, but it's one of the most elaborate monuments in the country to a famous speech. In Springfield, Illinois, when he left Springfield to move to Washington in 1861, he gave a farewell address that was very emotional for him and for the citizens of Springfield at the old railroad depot. And that building is still there. It's in private hands, but they do maintain the first floor as a museum for the public. And the speech is carved in various places around the city. And that speech is also carved into the Washington National Cathedral here in D.C.
Did you just go back to Gettysburg for a second? Did you say on the 50th anniversary that that was put up?
Well, it was the monument was dedicated in 1912, and so the 50th anniversary would have been the following year. So that's my assumption has always been that's why they did the monument at that time.
Interesting. Okay, learned something new today. So there's a Hyatt Regency. Let's go to Milwaukee. A Hyatt Regency Hotel has a very famous marker for a nearly tragic event. Do tell.
Teddy Roosevelt, who at that time was campaigning as an independent for potentially another term as president, was scheduled to give a speech in Milwaukee in 1912 as the Bull Moose candidate. He had dinner. It was then the Gilpatrick Hotel. When he came out of the hotel in Milwaukee, stood up in his car to wave to the crowd, and he was shot by a potential assassin. The speech not only became very famous, but it also probably helped save his life. He had the speech, which was 50 pages long, folded up in his pocket, and it actually deflected the bullet. Although he did bleed, he stood up and said it takes more than that to kill a bull moose, and he refused treatment until after his speech was over.
Well, we're just back from Panama, and the people of Panama are appreciative of that, I can tell you for sure. So let's end with Clarksville, Indiana. The only historical marker I'm aware of there is for Lewis and Clark, where their journey began, but share where the one is for Eleanor. And what happened?
Eleanor Roosevelt went to Clarksville, Indiana in 1958, probably at the request of a retired Supreme Court justice who'd had ties to FDR. And she had just spent a lot of time in Russia, and she went there. They had a brand new school gymnasium, and she gave an hour-long speech on the dangers of Russian imperialism and communism. 1,000 people attended that speech in a town that now only has about 22,000 people, so presumably a smaller population in 1958. And this marker, again, went up fairly recently in 2021. And I'm guessing that there are markers like that probably all across the country for something very momentous that happened in a town. I'm not familiar with this speech. It's not one that you see anthologized for Eleanor Roosevelt, but it's very important to the people of Clarksville.
Well, Claire, listen, you always bring it. It's why we enjoy having you on the show. We thank you very much for your time today, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You too. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Take care, Claire.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes Claire. Folks, what a show today, right? You won't find another program like this on radio anywhere in America, and that means good job security for Mary and me and our team. Next week's show, by the way, is going to be an encore presentation, as we'll be off for the holiday weekend. We've got the Super Bowl tomorrow. The Winter Olympics are now happening. As RJ shared last segment, the Daytona 500 is coming. Mix in Valentine's and President's Day. Spring training baseball is starting. Well, there's a lot to keep all of us busy. Until we are back with you live on Saturday, February 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me, Rudy and RJ. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.